I know I've only been here for 2 months, but it seems like St. Peter's is always under construction. Whether it's the concrete that's being poured at the front, or the fence that's being built, or the elevator that's being fixed, or even the heat that's being adjusted in the church, St. Peter's is a work in progress, which will hopefully be completed in the near future. But as I was reflecting on this, I thought that what was happening at St. Peter's was an appropriate analogy for the mission of the church. Just as new elements are being added to this church for the praise and the glory of God, so you, the laity, are called to assist in adding new members to the new temple, that is, the body of Christ, to make this whole planet resound with the praises of God. Pope Benedict Emeritus in 2008 remarked that the dedication of St. John Lateran was meant to reveal, and I quote, God's desire to build a spiritual temple in the world. And this will be accomplished in two ways, with the church giving and passing on life as a Eucharistic temple and as an evangelizing temple. So a Eucharistic temple. The readings today invite us to see the Eucharistic symbolism present in the readings. What is key to note is that Jesus was speaking of the temple of his body, and St. John mentions that the feast of Passover was near. Why is this significant? During the feast of Passover, over 200,000 lambs were being slaughtered at the temple to provide for the over 1 million pilgrims that were coming to Jerusalem to celebrate that feast. So the priests would slaughter the lambs in the temple. They would drain the blood into a basin. And then they would pour the blood into a special drain at the base of the altar. This blood would empty into the stream at the bottom of the temple, flowing from the side of the temple. So during Passover, or before Passover, you would see blood and water flowing from the side of the temple. Now imagine you're the Apostle John, and the day before, 3 years later, you had just seen blood and water flowing from the side of the temple, and now you're at the foot of the cross, and you see blood and water flowing from the side of Jesus. And now you recall Jesus' words. He was speaking of the temple of his body. It becomes very clear. Jesus is the fulfillment of the new temple. He's the fulfillment of what Ezekiel prophesies, a temple whose waters give life wherever it goes because it is mixed with the Savior's blood, the blood that has power to liberate us from death through the forgiveness of sins. And so this life we have received is not meant to be ours alone. I want to speak now of the aspect of the church as an evangelizing temple. We're called to share this life with others. One of the reasons why Jesus was clearing away the temple was because the money changers were selling their goods in the court of the Gentiles in the temple, which prevented non-Jews from praying in the temple. The purpose of the temple was to allow for the worship of God by all peoples and not just the Jewish people. Listen to this quote from the prophet Isaiah in chapter 2, verse 2. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord, that is the temple of God, shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and all the nations shall flow to it. This particular mission to guide all the nations to the house of the Lord is given to you, the laity. St. John Paul II writes, the new evangelization that can make the 21st century a springtime of the gospel is a task for the entire people of God, but will depend in a decisive way on the lay faithful being fully aware of their baptismal vocation and their responsibility for bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to their culture and society. The laity have a special duty and vocation to be present in the various circumstances of your life, which the clergy cannot be, such as the various circumstances of your family, your workplace, your friendships, the hair salon, the hockey rink. These are special opportunities to evangelize to people. And to evangelize requires that we engage in authentic friendship with other people. That is, we love them for who they are. By genuinely loving them for who they are and where they are at their journey with God, we allow the love of God to embrace and transform them through our witness. And the opportunity will potentially open itself up one day for us to speak a word, to instruct, or to inspire. We might even have the opportunity to invite them to encounter God. I was at a young adult's Eucharistic adoration last week. And there was a student there who actually invited two Protestants to Eucharistic adoration. One of them had actually been coming for a while now and was actually thinking of becoming Catholic. And the other student was asking questions at the social afterwards about the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. What a beautiful and simple witness. Evangelization can be described as one beggar telling another beggar where the food is. This student was on fire for her faith. She received life from Jesus' sacred body and blood. And this moved her to share the fullness of that life with others. One day, the construction of this church, St. Peter's Church, will end. But the building up of the body of Christ will continue until our Savior comes again in glory. Will you take up your mission and fulfill your baptismal vocation to bring Christ to our culture and society while the universal church is under construction?